Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So it's on to the College Cup for a 21st time overall, and for the third time in the last 4 years, Todd Yeagley's second-ranked Soccer Hoosiers 2-0 over Seton Hall in an Elite Eight match that was delayed Monday by a monsoon storm down in Cary, North Carolina. With 3:12 to play in the first half, Dean Linke with the final few seconds of the match Monday.
When you look at the stats, they can sit back and say, you know what? We went toe-to-toe with Indiana. We outshot them 13-3. We had 5 shots on goal. We had 5 corner kicks to just 1 for Indiana. But it was Ryan Wintenbrink, the man who doesn't start but scores games in limited minutes, who scored with those 3 minutes left after that 1 hour delay. And then they added another one. Indiana will advance, and they will face Pittsburgh in the College Cup on Friday.
Dean Linke with the play-by-play. By the way, Thomas Warr got the other goal 13 minutes into the second half on an assist from Maloon Gumbale. And, of course, Roman Celentano in goal with another shutout. Marshall and North Carolina, the other two semifinalists, activity picking back up on Friday. Pacers host the Sixers tonight, pregame at 7:30, tip at 8 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, certainly it's another black eye for horse racing, without a question. The 2021 Derby winner just a couple of Saturdays ago, Medina Spirit, failed a drug test after the race, putting a new stain, if you will, on a sport certainly troubled by doping problems and now placing thoroughbred horse racing's most recognizable personality, the Hall of Famer, the trainer Bob Baffert, under uncomfortable scrutiny. If he is disqualified, Medina Spirit will be stripped of the Derby title won a couple of Saturdays ago at the Twin Spires and its winning purse. The colt cannot be DQ'd until a second sample collected at the same time as the first confirms the result. And on Sunday, Churchill Downs officials suspended Baffert from entering other horses there. It's unclear how long that suspension will last. The draw for the Preakness is coming up a little bit later today, late afternoon. The last time we had a Derby winner taken down due to a drug test was Dancer's Image in 1968. If confirmed, the Hall of Famer has had horses now fail 5 tests in a little bit more than a year. Pacers on the airwaves tonight, hosting the Philly Sixers, pregame 7:30, tip-off at 8. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.